For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim. In residential Columbia, a sign hangs in front of a brown home. In school bus yellow, the sign reads, "The Film House." Several chairs are scattered on the front porch with a red dress painted on the window. Inside, four interns sit on green couches talking about a documentary they're working on called Why People Cheat.
How can a man or a woman get away with cheating?
I mean, maybe when he or she should be at work, they're somewhere else.
Why People Cheat will be the 34th production completed by the South Carolina Film Institute. It's a business that produces movies, mostly documentaries, and teaches members and interns about filmmaking. This brown home is the new headquarters for the SC Film Institute ever since October's historic flood forced them into an 8-month hiatus. Co-founder Terry Davis remembers checking in on the Institute after the storm.
When I came to the office, I opened the door and I seen 4 feet of water in there. I almost broke down.
Davis is a 29-year-old Columbia native. He spent his savings to help start this business along with a friend just 10 months ago. They hoped it would become a hub for filmmakers in South Carolina.
When you say, well, I want to be a director, and your family, your friends, and your girlfriend or boyfriend look at you like, you want to do what? But when you say it here, it's when you want to get started. Let's figure it out.
By the time the flood hit, they were just starting to hit their stride, with 200 paying members and over 20 completed productions. But in one night, the place that made that happen was gone.
And then when the storm hit, it was kind of like, everything you did don't matter. That's why I was just like, man, it's like building a sandcastle that took you a year to make. And then a big wave just come and just wash it away.
The company was forced to leave the office due to water damage. They had one other property nearby, but no equipment to work with. Davis says he and his partner began working even harder to keep money flowing in. They found work producing commercials, raised money on Kickstarter, to start thinking about reopening. They used the money to upgrade their nearby film house with better equipment, furniture, and higher quality cameras. Davis added, having only one property has actually been good for them.
Financially, it's smarter now because we've combined two rents into one. So now all that money we were spending is more money we can invest into our business, which helped us actually recover faster, actually. So I believe everything happens for a reason.
The SC Film Institute has been in their new office space for 2 full months now, with 15 interns working there this summer. Today, several are grouped around the house, many with notebooks jotting down ideas. Intern Courtney Geiger is in the living room, working on the Why People Cheat documentary. She says she's happy the Film Institute is back up and running. As someone from South Carolina, she says it's one of very few opportunities to practice filmmaking nearby.
Anything that's related to arts, really, is few and far between. So the fact that they even have like a film house in Columbia is kind of like really special or unique. It's not like New York where there's like Tribeca and there's like, you know, NYU and all that stuff. So it's not New York, it's not LA, it's like, it's Columbia, South Carolina. So you gotta like take what you can get, you know?
Co-founder Terry Davis says he's also happy to be back at work. Though this time, he hopes it's for good.
When you rebuild, you gotta rebuild it stronger so when that wave comes again, it doesn't knock it down.
With operations back on track, Davis still hopes to finish 100 productions by 2018. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.